That's such a great, great song. You will do amazing things. I know that. You're going to hear about that today. So let's see Dr. Ken Gordon's short video first, some insights. He's our spiritual leader.
Hi, Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon, coming to you with the July themes, Revealing Wholeness. And today's topic is a topic given to us by Reverend Michelle Ingelis, who is from One Heart, One Mind Center for Spiritual Living. And her topic is, you are a spiritual broadcasting station. And this is for the last week in July. We have to understand that we have this immense power, that we give it away so often. We walk into a room that perhaps is sad or perhaps there's some conflict in it. And many of us just pick up that conflict right away, embrace it, and add to it. Yet we have the power within ourselves to transform that room and transform the world around us. Most of us have tried it. Most of us have seen it happen and seen it work in the world. And it can happen for us when we're consciously aware of it and we actually utilize it. Dr. Holmes in The Science of Mind on page 311 says, science tells us that all form comes from one substance made manifest through vibration. This further helps us to see the relationship of the world to the formless and teaches us the indestructibility and eternality of energy and cosmic stuff. In The Science of Mind on page 86, he said, the laws of mind or spirit are not different than the laws of chemistry and physics. Metaphysics begins where physics leaves off. Everything is movement, everything we can take hold of and analyze. All things in the physical world or the world of form are in a certain rate of vibration and are an effect. This is the result of an infinite thinker thinking mathematically. This is our opportunity to be able to really be present in the world like that, especially in this day and age with what we see that's going on. It's our opportunity to cleanse ourselves of that outer vision that we see, that outer experience and expression, and instead really allow our energy and vibration to take hold in the world around us. The magnificence of that idea, or the thought behind it, is that one individual can transform and make a new world. That individual just happens to be sitting in the seat that you're sitting in. It's who you are right here and right now. There's nothing missing from you. There's nothing lost in you. There's nothing broken in you. The vibration that you put out when you are in connection with your higher power is the vibration that heals and transforms the world. And to meet with our theme, it reveals the wholeness of life itself. All is well. There is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. And that life is my life and your life now. God bless you. I'll talk to you next month. Know you're loved and honored.
So some of the highlights I got from that is that we really have to understand that we have this immense power within us. And that as we consciously cleanse our outer perceptions of negativity, of lack, of limit, and allow our vibration of peace and harmony and love to take hold. And as we connect to our higher power, to the divine, to God, to grace, to love, whatever name you want to call it, we transform ourselves. It's the law. It has to happen. And as we transform ourselves, we transform the world. I'd like you to look at your program, and there's an attachment on the front, the pink page. The back of it, affirmation. Let's read this together. Tuning my mind in to the divine signal, I draw into my own soul the essence of everything that is good, beautiful, and true. I draw into my own mind the realization of the divine presence and the power of good until my whole being responds. We are vibrational beings at our core. We hear this all the time. It's nothing new. We are vibration. So Rex and I just came back from 6 days at Asilomar. And Asilomar is a retreat center in Pacific Grove, California, near Monterey. And Asilomar means refuge by the sea. And it is a beautiful place to unwind, to be with like-minded people. It was the spiritual living retreat. Mostly people from Centers for Spiritual Living, like us, some Unity people, and other New Thought people were there. And we spent 6 days, well, first of all, in 60-degree weather, having a little sweater on every day, that was kind of nice. But we were immersed in teachings, in truth teachings, in love, in discussions, in tears, in joy, in sadness, everything. We were in a community, a communion of inspiration that is just beyond measure. And when we leave a retreat like that, it's not gone. We carry it with us. We carry that vibration with us. And so I feel so blessed that we just came back from that, and it's just such a high. And isn't that why we come to spiritual community on Sunday? You want to be fed, you want to be nurtured, you want to be loved, you want to be in that vibration. If you don't like that word, use energy, essence. And isn't that why we meditate? To create a vibration between us and the divine. Isn't that why we take classes and study consciousness principles? Again, you have an opportunity to go on our retreat in September. It is an amazing way to step out of your mental mind and go into something more expansive. So I invite you to really look at that retreat for yourself and give yourself a gift. Yeah, we'll be there. And we do these things, we go on retreats, we do our study, we do our prayers, not to deny what's happening on the outside, but to strengthen our signal to what's true. Is there static on your line? I know I get static sometimes. And just notice, what station are you listening to? We have our iPads, we have our iPods, we have our iPhones, we have our iSpeakers. What about our I Am? What about our I Am presence? How often do you check your phone every day? How often do you check in with God, with love? With gratitude. Just notice. And when I ask these things to myself, even, I'm not judging myself or you. I'm simply inviting us to notice and to pay attention to where our attention is going. Because as we know, where our attention goes, our energy flows. So I love in one of my other studies, besides Science of Mind, is A Course in Miracles. And I love in lesson 98, and I've said this before, is it not worth 5 minutes of your time each hour to be able to accept the happiness that God has given you? Is it not worth 5 minutes hourly to recognize